happy day. Thanks for watching. I am an essential service. I just say it. You know, a liberal. A liberal is like a female horse after dark. Are you ready? Should be a drum roll on this one. A nightmare. Pretty much says it. Hey, you know, in Canada, all countries, but I want to focus on Canada with regard to white folk, right? The government hates you if you're white. They really hate you if you're a man. If you're a male white person and you live in Canada, the government of the day, and most of them are white, in the Liberal government, they absolutely hate you. You're not allowed, the Conservatives aren't that fond of you either. And if you're a white woman, they like you a little bit better, but they may not hate you, but they dislike you. And they're going to hate you soon, right? And here's what's going on. They're only for people of color. And minorities, I guess, because whether it be the RCMP or the military or so many other places, you can't get a job there. You can't enlist even because the quota is usually already full, right, with regard to being white. And you have to be a minority group. It's not about whether or not you want to serve your country. It's not enough to have the ability or the capability to do a job. You go into the post office today and there's several pictures up there of Canadians and none of them are white. And again, this is the government. What is it with them? I mean, recently with the gun stuff that's going on, the Prime Mistakes government came out and said we're going to ban 1,500 different rifles. I mean, who does that? I mean, they're chasing the good guys all of the time, and most of those people are white. And this is another bang. You know, we get to go after the white guy. And then they say in a whisper, oh, by the way, this doesn't apply to Indians. Indians can keep their guns. Okay, why? For hunting? They're talking about AK-15s or 17s or whatever they are. Wow. I mean, AR-15, that's what it is. So they're talking about that. And Indians can keep the AR-15, but white folk can't. Just another case of prejudice. They're racist. It's horrible. And I've spoken to so many people of color, and they're on side with that. They say, how can this be? How do your people, your own color people, your own country, how is it they dislike you so much? And I said, I don't know. Nobody knows. It's something that comes with liberalism, back to that nightmare thing, I guess. But here's what the Prime Mistake said just recently. You do not need an AR-15 to take down a deer. You know what? Oh my, oh dear. Because in January, New Year's Day, January 1979, the AR-15 was banned for any use whatsoever, including deer hunting, except target shooting, 1979. So he's now said that the Indians can keep this gun for hunting, but they can't hunt because it's been banned since 1979. So duh, he doesn't have information. His information is all screwed up, right? So what do you do about that? I mean, people are doing petitions and they're contacting people in government, and I don't think that's effective. I really don't. But because you're dealing with a gorilla in the room. They have the power. Effectively, they have a majority government. They'll be around for another 4 years at least because the other little commie parties, the Green Party and the NDP and the Bloc, they're the same. So they'll do whatever they can do to work with the Liberal government to keep them in power. It's kind of like George Washington when you looked out and you saw thousands of soldiers, the enemy, and you look behind you and you only had hundreds. So do you talk to the enemy? Do you say, would you sign a petition? or do you run away, regroup, get strong, talk to your own people? It's pointless to talk to the enemy because it's already decided. Yeah, you can talk all you like. They're not going to do anything to help you because you're nothing. They don't like you, particularly if you're white. And so you got to regroup. And how do you do that? Well, firstly, you should talk to people that could maybe help you. You should pull people together, and you should work from the bottom up. You should go see mayors of towns. You need somebody to step up, somebody in power, to step up and say, government, that's bad. You can't do that. And here's what we're going to do instead. And that doesn't happen. You have the Premier of Alberta who says, that's not nice. You have the Premier of Ontario saying, that's not nice. I guess that's okay. But there's no solution there. That's a soft touch. Somebody just hit you and you stood back and say, I might hit you too. Kind of, sort of. It doesn't cut it. And you need a premier to say, we're going to do this. We're going to create our own law. Firstly, it's not about guns anyway. It's about a tool for safety. Somebody needs to stand up and say, some premier, we're going to put a law in that allows people to use a tool to defend themselves and to have sport with same. Okay, if it's a slingshot or if it's a gun or whatever it is. In Canada, there's a sexual assault every 17 minutes. Sexual assault every 17 minutes, and women are not allowed to protect themselves. It's against the law with any tool. So governments have so many tools at their disposal to go in and attack this nonsense, this liberal nonsense. Back to the Washington thing, get back, regroup, and get ready to attack another day. And when you do, when you attack, you undo all the nonsense that they did. Get positioned, because right now nobody's in position. You know, liberals, the liberal mind is an interesting study. Well, firstly, they have no mind, but it's an interesting thing to study anyway, because how does this happen? Swing over to any liberal and use them as an example. Look at this, the Bill Blasio or somebody. He's the mayor of New York. It's the typical thing. You're a racist, and you guys have to stay in your house. And then, you know, 11 miles away from New York City, there he is with his wife. He's out hiking because it's okay for him to do as I say, but, you know, don't do what I do, because I'm in charge. You can have an opinion, but it's got to be the same as mine. This mayor of New York, he's had three names. He's changed his name legally three times. Who does that? Three times. He maybe has an identity problem. Liberals, I gotta tell you. And now this same guy in New York, I've gone from Canada to New York because there's similarities. Maybe they're all related. Maybe they all drink from the same cup. I don't know. But there's so many of them, it doesn't make sense. This mayor now recently has said, we gotta arrest all Jews who defy my lockdown order. All Jews? Sounds a little Hitlerish. I tell you, we got to work from behind the scenes. You need mayors and you need politicians to help get ready for the big battle. And the big battle comes in 4 years. You have to get these idiots out of office because it's become a communist regime. So y'all think about that and come back. See ya.